Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's about to get loud. It's about to get uncomfortable. And it's about to get painful up in here. Because that's what labor is.
It is.
This is a Burt Show tradition. And Labor Day is right around the corner. And as our tradition, Kristen, would you like to take it from here?
I would love to. Abby, welcome to the Burt Show. You're about to get introduced to the contraction. Contraption.
Others have called it the labor simulator.
Yes. This is actually an electric nerve stimulator. How long ago did we do this? Because we were in the old studio.
It's been a while, man.
It's been a very long... So, yeah. Everybody on the show has been hooked up to this thing at some point in time, right? And it is to, like, simulate the contractions or cramps of labor. I've done it. Bert has done it. Mo has done it. Cassie was pregnant, so she got a pass.
if you actually go through labor, you don't have to do the fake one.
If you ever go to like a physical therapist and they're trying to stimulate your muscles, mm-hmm. they will put you on this thing just to make the muscles contract and then stop Relax. And then stop. So what we did was we brought it in. I think initially it was for listeners' husbands to come in that were sort of complaining about their wives that were going through their pregnancy and they were complaining. So we brought the dudes in to put this thing on so they would feel what it's like for their women when they are delivering. So that's how it all started.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little miffed because this has gone viral the past couple of years. People have been doing this and hooking men up to it so they could like simulate contractions. And I'm like, we did this 6 years ago.
Even longer. I think it was literally like 2015 or 2014. It's almost 10 years.
All right.
Hey,
so
if you've stolen from us, you've stolen twice.
Probably. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So here's the deal. In honor of Labor Day and Labor Day weekend, I have come up with a list of questions, okay? So I got some labor and delivery trivia for you. I had to take this test at mamanatural.com in order to get the answers. I just want to let you know, as a mom myself who gave birth 2 years ago, I came out as a birth apprentice. You know a bit about birth. A childbirth education class might be helpful to give you the knowledge and confidence you need to make informed decisions for yourself and your baby.
Yes. So the object here is that with every question she gets wrong,
correct,
we turn this thing up a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay.
So how do we want to start? Do we want to start it, or like the first question she gets wrong is going to start the contraption?
Well, I think we start with fear.
Okay.
I think she has to hear your reaction the very first time we did, just so you know what to expect.
Okay, oh, so okay. Abby, this was me on the contraption many, many moons ago.
Nothing to
fear. Is it too late to quit?
It is an ironclad contract.
You wanted this.
Now, for the record, you're going to start off at 10. That was at 100, okay?
Oh,
I got
God.
All the way to 100. This is Bert on the contraption.
Here we go. 45.
Oh!
I think he's crowning.
Oh!
Okay, break through it.
Turn it off. Turn it down. Feel something.
Do something.
I'm so embarrassed. Something. I used to consider myself one that had like a high pain tolerance level. After that, it's not so much.
Okay. I think we need, I know Abby is rightly nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Can we give her a safe word? Whereas if it really is like, because we'll be like, no, stop it. But if it really it has like reached a point where it's just too much, yeah. She can say like pineapple and we'll turn it off.
I think it's a good idea. I'm going to give you a phrase. Okay.
Okay.
It's turn it up.
Turn it up.
That's your safe. That's
turn
your
it
safe
up.
Phrase.
Yo, Swiftie, what would you like your safe word to be?
Karma.
Karma.
I thought contractually obligated had a nice ring to it.
All right. So who has the actual control of how high it goes?
That's Mo.
That would be me.
Okay.
Remember, I have to sit next to you for the rest of this 2-year contract.
I know. I'm sorry, Abby. I don't want to do this to you.
Remember, Kristen karma is real.
Kristen has the questions.
I do.
Mo has the gadget that is attached to the contraction. What would you call them?
It's an electronic stimulator, yeah. Nerve stimulator, and we have 4 patches that have been attached to Abby's abs.
That I had to put on in front of everybody, which was not embarrassing at all.
You go to Orange Theory Fitness every day.
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, you being all thin right now is not going to help.
All right, so again, do we want to start it or do we want to start it when she gets the first question wrong?
First question wrong. It takes 10 seconds for it to kick in?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go. Your first question, your first labor and delivery question. Most women lose their mucus plug.
Neat.
In A, the first trimester, B, early labor, C, during transition, D, after delivering the placenta.
C, during transition.
That is incorrect.
Okay. That's okay. And we start.
And we start.
Okay, so
when do you lose early labor?
On 10, you won't. Did you start it?
I did.
10, you barely will even feel it.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
almost like ticklish.
So are we up to 10?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't feel anything?
No.
Has it started yet?
Well, wait, maybe.
I turned it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't be nice, Mo.
I just went to one.
I saw signals. Here we go. Your next question. You had a 50-50 chance because it's true or false.
Okay.
Braxton Hicks contractions means you're going into early labor. True or false?
False.
That is correct.
Okay.
She's a woman. She knows things. All right. Another 50-50 for you. Active labor begins when your water breaks. True or false?
I saw the signals back there.
Ooh. He's just trying to figure out how to use
it. Yeah. That's all.
It's a little ticklish. I will say it feels like somebody's like tapping their fingers on my tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Active labor begins when your water breaks. True or false?
Active labor begins when your water breaks. True or false?
False. That is correct.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. These 50-50 questions right here really helping you out.
Here we go. Next question. Multiple choice. What happens during the third stage of labor? A, your water breaks. B, you deliver the baby. C, you deliver the placenta. D, you dilate from 4 to 10 centimeters.
You deliver the placenta.
That is correct.
Wow. Good for you. Did you know that, or was that just a strict guess?
It's just my job to know things. So.
Did you study?
No, I swear.
All right. Signs of early labor include A, irregular menstrual cramps.
Why does it burn?
B, dull backache. C, discomfort in the upper thighs. Or D, diarrhea or loose stool.
Can you repeat the question?
Signs of early labor include irregular menstrual cramps, dull backache, discomfort in the upper thighs, diarrhea or loose stool.
I'm going to go diarrhea.
Incorrect. It was all of them. That's a trick question.
And we're going up.
That wasn't an option.
Think outside the box.
All right. We're going up here a little
bit
now.
We're going to 20.
Actually, I told him to go to 30, just in the interest of time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she got so many right.
We need to speed up your pain.
Sorry, I'll try to be dumber.
There it goes. There it is.
That's the safe word.
I'm turning it down.
You can just pull the plugs.
Contractually obligated.
It's off.
You had 30.
Now remember, I was at 100.
Don't brag.
I got more questions right. Okay.
And also, none of us can ever use safe words because we were like, are you for real? Do you really mean it? Abby's going through literally every phrase we gave her.
You guys are the worst doms ever.
All right. Next one, you go to 40.
Yes. You can do this. You can do this. The thinning and softening of the cervix is called A, effacement, B, dilation, or C, oxytocin.
The first one.
That is correct.
Relief for you.
Mo is just as relieved.
I know. The guys in here like take a big old sigh of relief for you. It's funny because when guys are on it, I'm like, turn it up.
You,
sexist.
That's not what I had it. That's what you did to me.
Okay, you're basically a guy.
Yeah,
okay,
you're my friend.
Crowning is when A, your baby's head starts to emerge, B, when the baby's head descends into the pelvis, or C, when the baby's head is out.
When you're your baby's head starts to emerge.
That is correct.
You are wow. Good at this.
Too good.
Just okay. Studied.
All right. The hormone that brings on contractions is called A, estrogen, B, cortisol, C, oxytocin, or D, adrenaline.
The first one?
That is incorrect. It is oxytocin.
Oh. Do you see how she smiled when she said it was incorrect? That's your friend, right?
What was it?
That's your friend.
It's oxytocin. The correct answer is so 40.
40.
Yeah. Okay. She can do this. I have faith. You can do this.
I don't have faith in myself.
Here we go. That is 40.
It's coming up. Okay, turn it down.
I got it.
My favorite is there are two wires plugged into the top of the machine that you could just pull out to instantly make it stop.
I don't want to reset it and set it back again.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I will tell you, though, your abs will be sore for the next 5. You are getting such a good workout right now.
You are getting a fantastic
Seriously.
Workout.
My abs were popping after this.
All right. You're skipping Orange Theory.
Here we go. Last question. All right.
What are we at right now?
She got up to 40.
40.
Okay.
The delivery of the placenta usually takes A, 2 to 3 minutes, B, 5 to 20 minutes, C, 1 to 2 hours.
1 to 2 hours.
That is incorrect. It is 5 to 20 minutes. All right, here we go.
And Krista with a sympathy. Oh, that's too bad. Even though she really was.
I want somebody else to fill 100. No.
Yeah, nowhere near 50 yet.
Panicking.
Just pull him out. Now you can pull him out.
You're the reason we have to
have
this
kids. It has to be strong.
God bless you.
Okay,
girl.
So Abby, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it?
Really bad.
Are you okay?
And no.
Will you be coming back to work?
I'm getting sterilized this weekend.
Am I the only one when you asked if she was okay that I heard in my head, Abby, are you okay?
Are you okay, Abby? No. The answer is no. Right,
if you want to bring your man in here to simulate the labor pains because you don't feel like he has given you enough empathy, we will keep this thing around a while. Just go ahead and hit us up at thebirdshow.com.
Give it up for Abby! Yay!
The Bird Show.
Christy here needs our help texting a friend to say, hey,
hey,
hey, you need to reimburse me for some damages to my apartment because she was put in a very, very uncomfortable situation. Hey, Christy.
Hey.
Hi. So how can we help you? And who are we going to be texting to and what has happened?
Okay, so we're going to be texting Danielle. Danielle and I have this mutual friend, Lisa. Like, we're both, like, best friends with her. And I guess Danielle and I are, like, you know, we're friendly. We all hang out. But, like, you know, we're both closer to Lisa. So we wanted to throw Lisa a big 30th birthday party. And I wanted to, like, rent a place. But Danielle was like, oh, no, that's such a waste of money. Let's have it at your place. And I'm like, well, that's easy for her to say. Like, she has a small apartment, so she couldn't have it at her place. So she put it, like, on me. And I really didn't want to because, you know, like, how parties are, things get destroyed.
If it's a good party.
Yeah, true. But she, like, didn't want to pay for, you know, to have it at a bar or something or a club. So anyway, the party was last week. And like I expected, it was a mess. Like, so it ended up raining, so people were getting my floors muddy. I have carpet, so that's now muddy. People were spilling food, red wine, everything. Like, it is so bad. And someone somehow managed to break the banister, like, going down into my basement. I don't even know how. I guess just being drunk. And now, like, my place is so bad. It's such a mess. And I want to text Danielle and say, you know, this is going to be, like, hundreds of dollars to repair and clean my carpet, which I think she should, you know, chip in for.
Well, A, sorry I missed it. Sounds great. Sounds super fun. Does she have any idea that there was this kind of destruction done to the apartment already? Or is this going to be a surprise? Is this the first ask?
This is the first ask.
Okay.
I mean, she was there. Obviously, you know, she saw how many people. She saw the weather. Like, I told her I was worried about this. So she knew it was my concern.
All right, so this might be, much to do about nothing. I mean, we might hit her up and she might go, totally understand. Sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Well, I would try to, because you're going to get, I think, more bees with honey or more flies with honey than you do with the S word. So
yeah.
We just text her and be like, hey, I tallied everything up. The cost for the party is your portion of the party cost blank, and send that. And when she asks you what's that for, you can be like, for the carpet cleaning, the upholstery cleaning, and to fix my banister.
So you're going in, assume, like, for the ask immediately without, like, saying, hey, are you down with helping me out with the damages?
No. I would send, you know, granted, I know you wanted to split to rent, and she insisted that you have it at the house. Ultimately, it was your choice to have it at your house, so you're going to have to, like, you're going to have to woman up and realize that you could have said no. You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You could have said no, you didn't. But if the two of you were throwing this party together, and she did say, no, I don't want to rent somewhere, then I would just go in like that and be like, hey, I tallied everything up. The cost of the party, when we split it, ends up being blank. And just send her that.
Mo, do you look like you're really excited about that?
Well, no, it depends on, I mean, if I'm in her shoes, that would be a no-brainer. It would be a no problem for me. But in your time in knowing her, what do your instincts tell you about how she would react to this? Do you think she would be easy breezy, or do you think she would actually put up a fight?
I really don't know. I mean, like I said, we're like mutual friends, we're friendly, but like, she didn't want to spend the money for the, you know, to get a club or restaurant. So I feel like she might like give me an issue about the money.
How much are we talking about here at the end of the day? What's the ask?
I mean, definitely like 500, maybe a little more. I really don't know. I have to like.
So I do endorsements for Zero Res. Carpet and air duct cleaning. So I can tell you right now, you can get 3 rooms of carpet cleaning for $129.
But do you have really good Wi-Fi? And I endorse Xfinity.
And if you need to protect your house, EMC Security is fantastic.
Next time you need food for the party, HelloFresh, use my code, Abby. 50 for 50% off your first order.
I think your problem is solved.
And if you want to look just ridiculously fresh, you can go to Atlanta Face and Body and get yourself a HydraFacial. No, seriously, like, you can come up with a reasonable tally. And I'm not kidding, 3 rooms of carpet clean for $129. And then they also, I have the pricing here if you want to give me the upholstery that you want clean.
You got banisters, though, that are all messed up also?
Well, she has the banister. I don't know, like, exactly how much that would cost.
I think that's going to be really expensive.
Yes.
Some wood work? Like, I have to get a saw back there?
Wait, did it just come out of the wall, or is, like, the banister broken?
Yeah, it's, like, cracked.
Oh.
Ooh. What are they doing, pole dancing?
Maybe.
What a great night.
Right.
Okay, so I think when we come back, just in the interest of time, when we come back, we have to try to decide exactly if are we going in for a soft ask or a hard ask, and we need to come up with some kind of number.
Yes, well, I think I have an idea as far as the number goes.
Okay. All right, so Christy, hang out with us for a couple of minutes. When we come back, we will start texting your friend and say, hey, my apartment is destroyed. You wanted the apartment at my place. Can you split the cost? We will do Texting Tutor on The Burt Show next.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we are about to start texting Christy's friend here for Christy. They had a 30th birthday party for a friend. Christy's friend's like, oh, you know what? We can't do it at my place. Let's just go ahead and do it at your place. It'd be so much better. So they did it over at Christy's place, and it got trashed. There was raining heavy outside, so all sorts of dirt was brought in. One of the banisters was all busted. There's stains now on the couch. So she wants our help hitting the friend up to go, hey, it was kind of your suggestion to do this over at my place, so can you help me with the damages?
Okay, so we could go in and just be like, hey, this is what the cost of the party is. Or we could go in and say, since you and I hosted this party together and I hosted it at my house, I would really appreciate if you could chip in and help with the cleaning fees I'm going to have to incur. Is that a softer ask?
Yeah, maybe the second one better.
Okay, all right. So, hey, had a blast. I think the party was a huge success. However, my house took a huge hit. No, I don't like that. That is too, it doesn't.
What if we just said, unfortunately, my house got trashed?
Yes, unfortunately, yeah. My house ended up getting trashed. Since we co-hosted the party together, could you please help me out with some of the cleaning expenses? Question mark.
I think that is a very nice, polite ask.
Okay. It's reasonable. I mean, any reasonable friend would do that.
100%.
Some friends aren't reasonable, yeah, though.
Some friends are bitches, and they just won't do it. Hi, it's me. I'm bitches.
I'm just kidding. I totally would pay.
You wouldn't know initially, though. Like, you wouldn't volunteer.
No, because I would. Some people are just oblivious. Uh-huh. So I think it is a very, very, very kind ask.
I hope I'm wrong, but I just have a feeling she's going to say it was your idea. Mm-hmm.
She's going to put it on you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. God, the amount. Maybe this is going to be one of the questions at some point I get to ask God. Is like, how much damage financially did me and my friends do when we went from apartment to apartment? We used to like just trash places because we're in college. Just go to the next one, trash that place, go to the next one, pay, trash that one also. I wonder how much. I mean, it was like football in the hall, so there were big like... My roommate Mike literally put his ass through the drywall one time.
Yikes.
We were playing football in the hall, so somebody took that little thermometer thing, you know, that kind of sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was torn off the wall from a football.
The thermostat?
The thermostat, yeah.
A little thermometer thing that sticks out.
It tells you what the degrees are in the hall.
I could tell how much brain damage was done.
Yeah, so we're only scratching the surface. Oh, my God, we used to trash these places. Oh,
all in one night? One place to the other?
No, we would sign leases, and then we would end up getting kicked out, and then we'd have to pay the deposit because we trashed the place inevitably, and then we'd find some sucker that would let us all live in another place and another place and another place.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, what'd she say?
She goes, cleaning expenses, question mark. I helped you clean up before I left.
I think you say that something to the effect of, like, the damages that were done couldn't be cleaned. We're talking about, yeah. And then you detail exactly what happened.
I think we should even send pictures of the damage, like the broken banister, the footprints on the carpet with all the dirt, and be like, this is the stuff I couldn't get out on my own.
Yeah, I like that.
You have pictures?
Are you there now? Could you take pictures?
Yeah, I already took pictures.
Okay, perfect.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Go ahead and this is the stuff that needs professional work.
Yes.
And just hit send.
Okay.
And send the photos.
Yeah. Okay. Sending a few.
Do you think that there is any possibility that your friend here suggested doing it at your place because she knew it would get trashed and she didn't want that trash in her place?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, she does have a very small apartment. So my place is, you know, two floors, the basement. So, but...
I think the other thing we got to look out for is if she didn't want to rent a place, it's probably because she, I'm assuming, didn't have the money to rent a venue. So this is also going to be a tough ask because if she didn't have the money to rent a venue, she may not have the money to pay for cleaning expenses as well.
That's what I was thinking her excuse would be.
And I'm telling you right now, if you agree to host a party and like it's your home, you have to take ownership of what goes wrong. I've hosted many a Burt Show Christmas party. Never thought that there would be issues with people at my house for a Christmas party. But Lord knows over the years, there have been issues. The gum that was on the back of the couch.
Champagne on the wall.
The champagne on the wall that didn't showcase itself till months down the road when the sugar started to solidify.
Poop in the shower.
There was a poop in the shower. There were footprints in the shower.
Somebody went in your shower?
What? Yeah, they were trying to scare somebody. They were hiding in the shower behind the curtain, and nobody came in, so they just left, and there was, like, muddy footprints all in the shower.
Did you ever find out who that was?
Yes. Still never really got true confirmation of who exploded the champagne all over my wall, but I have an inkling I know who it is, too.
She just goes, did you even try cleaning that? And the stair railing could have broken regardless of a party.
Wow. This is going to be a problem.
Rude.
Well, it could have, but it didn't.
Just, you know what? Just respond back. I tried.
I tried?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you even try cleaning this? Mm-hmm.
I tried.
Yeah, I tried.
This is not going to go well.
Mm-mm.
What a dumb thing to say. The banister could have broken even if it weren't a party.
She's in a panic. She probably doesn't have cash for this. So she's going to make every excuse that she doesn't have to pay. And I'm still not sure what this means, but my dad used to say, you can't get blood out of a turnip. And I think he meant, if you don't have it, you can't pay it. I think that's what that means.
I think so. Yep.
Never heard that one before.
Mm-hmm. It's a new one for sure.
Oh, I've heard it. I've heard that.
I have too.
What does it mean?
I've heard can't squeeze blood from a stone too.
It means if there's nothing there, there's nothing for you to get.
Mm-hmm. I can't get blood out of a turnip, Bert. Dad, you are so wise.
I don't really think it's my responsibility to make improvements to your house.
Oh, she's the worst.
Wow.
She's the worst.
I think we got to take the high road because right now I would like to burn the village. So let's push that down and just say, I'd say we chose to host this party together at my house because you didn't want to rent a venue.
There you go.
That's why it really is on. Yes, she agreed to it, mm-hmm. but the friend didn't want to rent the venue. So I feel like that needs pointing out like, hey, mm-hmm. this is what led us here.
And may this be a lesson to everybody. If this happens to you out the gate before the party starts, you have to let whoever you're hosting the party with know mm-hmm. if any damages are to be incurred, you're going to split the cost.
That's why I don't have friends. Never have to have this problem.
You have that?
Did anything happen to your house when you hosted the Christmas party in April?
No.
Nice.
Nope.
That's because people respect Cassie.
I kind of don't blame them.
They don't respect Cassie. They're afraid of my insane temper that might just bust out.
I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. Two things can be true
fear
at the same
and
time.
Respect.
Yeah.
She just responded again. Renting a venue would have been expensive. I'll demo you $25 to buy some carpet and a full street cleaner.
$25?
$25.
Okay.
Stop. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So you're going to respond back. I've already tried carpet and upholstery cleaner. I need to bring a professional in. That's not going to cover it.
Should we also add something like, and the damages to my house are expensive? It costs like $2,500 to fix a banister.
Yeah.
You think it'll be that much?
Well, it depends what part cracked. I mean, me and Dr. Google came to this consensus together.
And my husband is not free. He's busy with stuff at our house, sorry.
I could fix it. I'll YouTube it. Have that thing done in about 2 minutes.
Said the man who wanted to YouTube my C-section.
That thing be cracked again in 3 hours.
3 hours? You're generous. You're right.
I have more cracks in it.
So she just goes, fine, send me a quote and we'll discuss.
Okay.
And then just respond back, thanks.
Yay. Oh. Yeah, she'll send me a quote and they'll discuss.
I didn't see us getting here this quickly.
So we went from $25 to let's discuss.
She might feel differently once we send her the quote. Like, maybe she thinks it's $200, but it's really going to be $2,000.
But, I mean, I think you got to legitimately send her a quote.
Mm-hmm.
But at least she's open to paying. Something.
I think even if she can't cough up the cash, when she sees it's costing you like a couple of grand or whatever it is, it's going to... Mm-hmm. Put her in her place, so to speak, because I think right now she thinks you're being petty. You know what I mean? Like, get down and scrub the carpet yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's really not that. It's like you said, you needed professionals. And I think once you call them in, it'll be like, this is a different conversation than the one I thought we were having.
Now that she's in on it too, maybe you can suggest to the other people who attended the party to help out. Like if it's really going to be thousands of dollars, maybe you can get more people in on it.
That's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You got security cameras? Bust them. Find out who did it.
Well, maybe I'll see if Zero Res wants to sponsor this texting tutor, and they might do it for free.
All right. And if your Wi-Fi is broken, I'll call Xfinity for you.
You know, you would have more cash to pay for all of this if you used Abby20 on HelloFresh.com and for 50% off your meals.
And if you had EMC security, no one would have gotten in your house to begin with.
Got some Athletic Greens for you if you want to be healthy.
Don't forget, America runs on Dunkin'.
All right, Christy, please let us know how it goes after you send her the quote. And if you need our help, we will be here for you again.
Oh, and if you need a new house, call up Justin Landis from the Justin Landis Group.
All right, see you later, Christy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We help nobody except for all our endorsement sponsors.
Then our work is done.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
The Bird Show.
I'm protective of my friend. And I think if I were in her position, I would be a little bit hurt. And I want to try to do everything that I can to protect her from the hurt that she might be feeling right now, knowing that her hometown is rejecting her.
Why are we talking about this again?
When it comes to our ratings in Lexington, and that's where Kristen is from. That is her hometown. This is me. And we're on in San Diego, and my own peeps are like, hey, we didn't even like you when you were here. And now they're rejecting us on the radio. I would take that personally, and I would hope that you would do anything you could for me to try and get our ratings up so you could stay in your hometown, your home damn town.
It was a very exciting day when I found out we were going to be syndicated in the city I grew up in, where I was born. Where I was raised, where I spent my formidable years, where I went to college. So many fond memories.
We usually don't talk about the business side of this and the syndication because we figure you guys are like, you don't care about all this, but it's personal now because this is Kristen's hometown, right?
I don't understand why you keep bringing this up because it doesn't make me feel
good. Because I'm hoping in some way that if we keep talking about how much we suck there, that
people feel sorry for us and give us pity ratings?
Pity?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care, so long as we stay on. I mean, for those of you, the three or four that are still listening in Lexington, I've seen the ratings.
I think it's only one or two of them.
and I've seen the emails. They're ready to bail on us. I told you that the other day.
Yes.
That I'm hoping that if we talk about the need and we somehow connect to your love of Lexington, that somehow, some way, it'll shift again and we'll be back in play. But I think the way it's playing out right now in my emails, that I just don't have a lot of hope. And I just feel like if we come back from Labor Day, we may be off in Lexington.
All right. So what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I don't want you to do anything.
I have to do something.
And I might be going to the well too many times.
I knew this was coming. Are you serious?
I asked ChatGPT to write a rap about the Burt Show's bad ratings in Lexington.
Uh-huh.
And it came up with a really, really good rap.
So you know what?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what needs to happen? I have to do it.
Whoa!
Listen, you can't do that.
I just ate two donuts. I'm on a sugar high. Give it to me.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, and if you can't do it, then we'll turn it over to the pro.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Because I would like to hear what it sounds like. Because they actually they spit out some pretty good lyrics.
There's some bars in there.
There's some pretty good stuff in here, man. All right. But I think that's bold of you. Like, you are trying to protect your hometown and our ratings in your hometown.
Yes, of course.
I think that's bold. Do you want to hear the beat first?
Sure.
Hey.
This kind of hits.
All right, here are your lyrics.
Okay.
And I want to tell the folks at the radio station, Lexington, I don't blame you, man. I've seen the ratings. And I see that they're not great. And I understand why you want to bail. And I also want to thank the company for going, hey, just give them a couple more weeks. I think, you know, maybe something can happen here. So I don't know. Maybe we're just not for your city. Maybe it's the fact that you are a jinx when it comes to our syndicated cities. And every time you go, we end up like losing that syndicated city. I swear to you, happened in Salt Lake. Where else did you go that we got? Was it Birmingham?
Yes.
That was another one. As soon as she goes, they bail on us.
Savannah.
Yikes. Was another one.
D.C.
D.C.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, she got us kicked out of D.C. Every time we send her to another city, they kick us out. Now, we didn't send her specifically to Lexington for a Burt Show event, but she's got family there, so she's been there two or three times. And,
more than that.
And here
that's
it
enough.
Is. Yeah, that's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
All right.
All right. So this is the rap that ChatGPT wrote.
I have regrets.
Specifically, specifically, it's a, I said, write a rap about the Burt Show's ratings being bad in Lexington, Kentucky.
These are really long.
I know. Tell me about it. Why am I excited?
All right. Katie, hit me with the beat. Yeah, turn it up, Katie.
So much that we can't hear her.
Yo, 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 check. Listen up, y'all. I got a story to tell about the Burt Show in Lexington, and it ain't going well.
Hey.
The ratings took a tick like a punch to the chest. In the heart of Kentucky, they used to be the best. They used to be the talk of the town, no doubt. But now their ratings plummeted. There's no way out. They used to be the kings. Now they're just a jest. In the radio game, they fell from the crest. Burt Show in Lexington. What happened to your shine? Your ratings in the gutter, it's a downhill climb. You used to be the stars, but now you're in the shade. Lexington, Kentucky got your ratings in a raid. They say the morning airways used to bump and grind with Bert and the crew, man, they're one of a kind. But now the listeners dwindled like leaves in the fall. In Lexington, Kentucky, they hit a radio wall. People used to wake up, turn the dial with glee. But now they're switching stations, can't stand what they see. Their ratings once soaring, now they're in the abyss. Bert Show's in a crisis, they're feeling the diss. Bert Show in Lexington, what happened to your shine? Your ratings in the gutter, it's a downhill climb. You used to be the stars, but now you're in the shade. Lexington, Kentucky, got your ratings in a raid. Now, ain't here to kick them while they're down, but the truth is the truth. It's spread all over town. They need a resurrection, a radio resurrection. To regain their status, no need for hesitation. They gotta find their groove, get their listeners back with fresh content, and I just back on track. Lexington, Kentucky, still got love for you, but their ratings tell a story, and it ain't so cool. Burt Show in Lexington, what happened to your shine? Your ratings in the gutter, it's a downhill climb. You used to be the stars, but now you're in the shade. Lexington, Kentucky, got your ratings in a raid. So here's the rap, the story Burt's decline. In Lexington, Kentucky, where they used to shine. But with hard work and dedication, they may ascend. Get those ratings back up on the radio, men.
Okay.
Wow.
Way
better than that.
That was way better than
that.
We hit some bombs.
Yeah. You did great.
But that's pretty much what we go to Lexington.
You held it
so
together.
It tracks, baby. It tracks.
That is our last effort to resurrect our radio careers in Lexington.
Please don't cancel me.
Well done.
That was great.
Very bold to even offer.
I don't know what came over me, but I was like, F it.
I thank you.
Needed a break.
God, thank you.
You know
so
what,
much.
Lexington? She might be too good for you.
Yeah.
You might not deserve her. So if you want to dump us, that's fine.
Yeah, suck it.
You can't break up with us. We're breaking up with you.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A bunch of nerds gathered today at King's Cross Station in London for Back to Hogwarts Day. So this is a thing that they do every year in London on September 1st. A bunch of Harry Potter fans from all over the world go to King's Cross Station and they count down until 11 a.m. when the train to Hogsmeade is announced.
Five, four, three, two, one, go!
And then there was supposed to be a little announcement, but it's kind of hard to hear because it's a TikTok video. But then they announce the train and they play the Harry Potter theme and it's really magical. And then nobody gets on the train because, spoiler alert, the train doesn't exist.
Are people running into the wall in order to get to the train? Because you have to know exactly
where. I think people are like running into the wall trying to get to their actual train, because when I tell you it's like a mob, it is like a sea of people. If I was actually trying to catch a train today, it would be the worst, worst experience.
So there's no train? It's imaginary?
There's no place, there's no real Hogsmeade or Hogwarts.
Yeah, I know, but can they have like a pretend train?
There's no platform 9 3/4 either. It's all... Yeah, they're not going to waste money on staffing a real train to like drive to nowhere.
Yeah, there's actually no Harry Potter either.
I'm aware it's fictional.
Nothing's real.
It's not an autobiography.
But I'm just...
It's a documentary.
It's just kind of fascinating that literally people gather and there's nothing there.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool. Well, I think they have half a cart in the wall that they ran into in the movie, like half a little trolley. So it looks like you can go onto the platform. It's just a fun little thing to see. And if you're already in the UK, it's like a fun little experience to be like, oh, we would be getting on the Hogwarts Express.
It's still a better question than Abby's earlier, like Dragon Con's about dragons.
Okay, yeah.
For 4 days or like celebrating dragons. It's very, still better than that.
It's literally called Dragon Con. What would you expect?
And P.S. about Harry Potter, I showed Cassie this yesterday. Do you see how ripped Daniel Radcliffe is now?
Mm-hmm.
Dude is cut. He's swole.
And he's hairy. Yeah.
He needs some laser hair.
Literally, everybody from Harry Potter randomly got hot. Daniel Radcliffe, Neville got hot.
Oh my God, Neville Longbottom. The glow up is real. Seriously, you need to just do Neville Longbottom then and now. I forget the actor, Matthew something. I forget his real name.
Longbottom?
No, that's the character's name. Matthew Lewis is his real name, but Neville Longbottom. And he's supposed to be playing like the bumbling wizard who's not really that magical and like is kind of a late bloomer. And he does a great job. But then when you Google him now, you're like, damn, Neville, he's fine.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling wasn't that good at naming her characters. Longbottom, Cho Chang, the list goes on and on.
Got it.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus is addressing that controversial photo from her teens. Of course, I'm talking about that 2008 Vanity Fair cover. So this was so controversial. I remember I was in middle school when this came out, and it's Miley Cyrus, and she's wrapped in a white sheet, and she's got some red lipstick on, and people were outraged when this came out, because at the time she was still 16, and people thought it was very provocative.
Because she's topless.
Yeah. I mean, you don't see anything, but it essentially looks like a boudoir shoot, and at the time she was still on Hannah Montana, so people thought it was a little risque, but Miley didn't feel that way.
I love her attitude, but I can't help but think like her voice in 20 years is going to sound like the secretary in Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you remember?
You want to give us a little impression?
Yeah.
It's Wazowski.
She actually, the voice reminds me, if you've never been to the Floribama mullet toss, all right?
Wow, where is this? Where is this going?
I go every year.
It's right there on the Florida-Alabama line, right there on the beach. There's a place called the Floribama. And I went with a group of girlfriends. We went to mullet toss, and you literally chuck fish down the beach, and they measure to see who can throw the fish the furthest.
You really sound like you're bragging right now.
I 100% am. So we get there, and we're going in, and we're getting our tickets, and there's a woman named Barbara who's working there.
Of course.
And we asked her for tips, and she was giving us tips, and she was like, you gotta break its back so you can get it to go further.
Marlboro like hanging out of her mouth.
Oh, yes. Smokes at least 2 packs a day.
The ash is just a little too long in the cigarette, and you're like waiting for it to fall.
And let me tell you, when I got to the bucket of fish, I found one that had spine was broken, so you can like put it more in a ball, and I took that fish, and that's the one I hurled, and that son of a gun went far.
Shout out to Barbara.
And then as I'm running out, the old man over the speaker goes, don't bend your knees when you pick it up.
For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.
Bear with us as we do everything we can to save our affiliate in Lexington, which is Kristen's hometown, before we leave for Labor Day weekend, because there's no telling if we come back if we're still on in your hometown.
I know.
It's a bummer. Like, look, I want us to do well in every city that we're in. I'm a competitive guy. I want us to do well there, and I want the radio stations that have confidence in us to put us on to feel good about it. we suck in Lexington. And I've been seeing the emails, and it hurts just more than most because this is Kristen's hometown. So she did a rap earlier this morning trying to get some momentum in Lexington. And now Kristen's feeling good about it because we found both listeners.
I did.
In Lexington.
They DM'd me.
Oh.
What did they say?
Courtney and her daughter, Lilith, listen to The Burt Show. And she loves that I am from Lexington like her. And they sent this little video message.
We live in Lexington, Kentucky, and we love The Burt Show.
Yeah? And you like when they tell jokes, right?
Yeah.
What's your joke?
So my joke is, why did the bear not eat dessert?
Why?
Because it was stuffed.
You're two fans in Lexington.
That's
our level, right?
Okay.
There. Yes. Okay, we'll take it.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, thank you to Lilith and her mom. I appreciate you listening. Please don't cancel us.
Yeah, Lilith and her mom represent our listenership. All of them.
That's all of them.
In Lexington. So, thank you for being in the same car. We appreciate it. All right, Kristen.
Okay, yeah.
I don't quite understand the whole game plan on this.
All right, so her best friend slept with her boyfriend 30 years ago, and they haven't talked since. Mm. Now she's finding out her husband's best friend wants to date her ex-BFF, the one that slept with her boyfriend, okay?
So they would all have to be, like, hanging out in circles again. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it goes, hello, Burt Show. I've listened to The Burt Show for 15 years. I love hearing all the advice y'all have to give. I have a dilemma. I need advice for this Friday night, 9/1/23. What would you do? Okay. So this is 30 years ago. Yeah, a long time. When I was first dating my now husband, Steve. It was Christmas time. We weren't at the point where he was going to my grandmother's with me. My supposedly BFF had just broken up with her longtime boyfriend. So she asked me if I minded if Steve went to her cousin's house with her so everyone there wouldn't be asking her all night long about why her and her Steve broke up. ? I'm an idiot and thought she was my BFF and said yes. Fast forward to a night 10 years into my marriage, Steve confesses that night they went off afterwards and did it. I hadn't talked to her in a year or so at this point. My husband begged me not to confront her, so it was so long ago, and just let the friendship go, and that's what I did. So we're following, right? Her best friend slept with her boyfriend, who is now her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've been married 28 years. My husband's best friend, Robert, since childhood, just bought 5 acres of land to build a house. 5 acres of our land. Yesterday, Steve tells me that Robert ran into my backstabbing BFF and they exchanged numbers.
Sounds like your heart's open for a reunion.
We are all going to a concert in the park this Friday, and my husband told me that she texted Robert and said she's going too.
Mm.
I told him I had no desire to talk to her and catch up. She told Robert that we were such good friends and she hated that life drifted us apart.
Oh, it was life, huh?
Not her hoo-ha.
Uh-huh.
So I'm being called a B because I don't want to catch up with her. I don't care to talk to her. When I told Steve that I didn't want to want him to say more than hey and us walk off, he said he was his own man and wasn't going to be like that. It was 30 years ago and I should let it go. Robert is trying to go out with her, which also irritates me. So I'm going Friday night and my real BFF and her husband will be at this. So what would all of y'all do? How would you act? Let it go. It's been 30 years, but I never confronted her and she probably thinks I still don't know. Would that bother you? Help.
I'll tell you this right now, that it was about the same amount of time ago that one of my best friends in high school, Dave Nowlin, messed around with my prom date. This was 30 years ago. I never want to be around that SOB ever again, even as an adult.
You hold a grudge like you hold a microphone.
You're damn right. No, it would still hurt. I still would not want to be around him.
Yep. If my BFF were to sleep with my significant other, that's a lifetime sentence.
Yeah.
I'm never getting over
it. You're
that.
Dead.
Yep. That's it.
Am I the only one that thinks that she should woman up and talk to her? I think if you have it in your heart to forgive your husband, who was also an equal player in this affair, then you should be able to have it in your heart to just have a civil conversation. No one's asking you to be besties. Just hang out.
It would ruin my time. It would ruin my time there. It would be on my mind all the time. Yeah. Yes.
I think it's so hypocritical. If you can forgive Steve, you can forgive whatever her name is.
Hmm. I mean, you have a point.
Logically,
she married the guy.
Logically, what you're saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yet still, if I'm around this person, it would be on my mind quite a bit.
I don't know why I put more weight on my best friend than my actual significant other.
Mm-hmm.
I do, though.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like people change partners in life. Like, that happens. You move on. But, like, your best friend is supposed to be forever. We're not supposed to go through a breakup at all.
I hate to break it to you, but your spouse is supposed to be forever as well.
Yeah. Well, I got statistics that show that's
supposed
not true.
Supposed to be. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so Mo, you were utterly stunned on your podcast, which is called In the Moment, and it's on the Pioneer Network, which I happen to own, and legally I have to tell you guys that. Because Katie, I mean, some of the things she does on that podcast and tells you about would be unheard of during here.
Absolutely unheard of. And every time I think that Katie can't top what she said before, she always does. And I've heard of people doing a lot of things in order to win over the person that they're interested in. But I think Katie took it to a whole nother level when she came to the podcast with this story of what she had to do in order to win over her love interest at the time. Katie, would you like to take it from here?
Well, I got in a foot massage competition.
A foot massage competition?
Interesting.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I was as intrigued as you guys are.
Does that work?
How does one enter into a foot massaging competition, Kay?
Well, first you have to have shots of tequila.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, this is what happened. I was at a party, and the woman that I was interested in was there, and the night was winding down, and I'm sitting on the couch, and she comes over and sits next to me and basically props up her legs across my legs, right? And then it's just us chilling. But there's this one guy who also wanted her too. And I knew the whole night that he was trying to get her attention. And I was like, I got to get rid of this dude. Well, he comes over to the couch where we are and for some reason proceeds to start massaging one of her feet.
That's laying on your lap.
Yes.
Right in front of you.
And so then I'm like, I'm going to get a foot too.
I mean, she has two of them.
This queen is laying on the couch with her legs and feet on your lap with a man massaging the left foot and you massaging the right foot.
Precisely.
Okay.
So then you are amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
This is different.
So then I feel like this had to be a battle off, right? He couldn't give a better massage than I can. So I'm working like the hell out of her right foot. And I'm just like, ooh. And he's like, well, do you know about this technique? And I'm like, do you know about this technique? And it was literally a battle off of us trying to massage her feet. And she's just lying there half asleep and
taking all the benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. But I did it. And I feel like I won because at the end of the night, he left. And I spent the night.
You got the girl.
You said you spent the night. Did you get the girl?
No.
Okay.
I spent the night.
All of the foot massaging
there.
You did.
Yeah, well, you see, I spent the night. That's a win. A win is a win.
How long did it last? How long did you two actually stare into each other's eyes and rub on her feet in competition mode?
I would like to believe it was about a good 10 minutes of us going back and forth, trying to show our different techniques of how you move the knuckle here and how you move the little pinky toe to the left and then to the right. Yeah.
That's impressive. If I were to suggest this to my fiance, like, hey, let's give each other foot massages and see it's competition. Who likes it best? I would have her go first, and then I would say, you win. I would even take my turn. I'm going to go ahead and DQ myself. Yeah.
Am I a bad spouse? Because I have never rubbed my husband's feet.
Really?
And I have no intention of doing so. I can't stand feet. I am not a foot fan.
Does he have gnarly feet, or is it just feet in general?
It's just feet in general. I don't like feet. And bare feet kind of like creep me out. Like families that do those photos and they're not wearing like, and they have bare feet.
I'm the same way. I don't like feet. Yeah,
no.
I have never given a foot massage or a foot rub in my life.
No, I'll take one all day.
Oh yeah, them feet be out.
Yeah.
Do your thing if you want to.
No, this is such an act of love in my family. Like anytime you come home, it's like 6 p.m. We're watching TV. Somebody's feet are getting rubbed.
No, shut up. You rub each other's feet?
Yes,
your
that's
family.
That's why I always go home for Florida. I know I'm getting a free foot massage.
Wait, so who rubs your feet?
My mom.
She does?
Yeah, she gets a little Bath and Body Works lotion. We turn on Say Yes to the Dress. We have ourselves a time.
Oh, I could see Tiffany doing this with Eliza when they get older. She gives her a leg and foot massage every night.
Really?
As a kid, I could definitely see her when she comes home from college doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do the same thing to Jimmy. I give his little, you know, tootsies.
Really?
But I am not.
You return the favor for your mom?
Yeah. And if my dad Venmos me $100, I'll do it for my dad, too.
What?
I ain't doing nothing for my dad for free.
Oh, he got to pay for it, but mom don't.
It's the next bet payoff on this show.
What's that?
You're going to have to rub somebody's feet on the show.
That's too intimate, man.
It's a little too much.
Intimate. And she's over here doing it with her mom.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a bet that we had to suck somebody's toes on the show? Because me and you were going to suck Katie's toes.
What?
No, that wasn't a bet. Remember, we had to, like, whose toes would you suck? And we both chose Katie because we thought she had the nicest toes. Do you not remember that?
Not really. I have to block that out.
Hey, me too.
And you wonder why they're trying to cancel us in Lexington. Yeah.
I agree. It's a Burt Show.
Thanks for listening. Get more Burt Show fix at theburtshow.com or follow us on social media at The Burt Show.